Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. Already the middle of July. Can you believe that? We have a giant show for this week. My first guest is a rock and roll legend, our friend of many years, Brenda Lee will be joining us. Actor Jeff Goldblum will be here. The daughter of the great Gary Cooper, who's written a book called Cooper Style. Maria Cooper will be on the show. And then you recognize this man from the TV commercials for Tunnel of Towers. He's written a book called A Patriot's Promise. Israel Del Toro will be joining us. From the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen, percussionist and actress Sheila E. And on our lifestyle segment, we're going to talk about health tips for summertime with Dr. Mike Dowell. And that's all this week with Ron Sedgy today. I'll be right back with Brenda Lee.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so cruel.
You know, I won't live long enough to not love that song. All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgy today. And we've been doing the show in our 32nd year. Probably in our second year, our guest was with us, the lovely and talented legendary Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. How are you, dear?
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this like next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one. And it was a good book. And it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life, and I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career and have been able to do it successfully, starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time you were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl, so young, make it so big with such a great voice? You had to, at some point, missed your youth and your teen years because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill, and that's what she was doing. And I had my older sister and my younger brother, and I knew that there had to be changes, and already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early age that I could make a difference monetary-wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do. Because my mom gave up pretty much her life to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman. And, you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life. And that was because of a DJ friend of mine that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there and say, I have this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee, but which was for children. And of course, we said, oh, yeah. So for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee.
I remember.
And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Red.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
So okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that.
That was taken. Now, listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe, right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be done.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but last Christmas, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming is. Streaming was a lake, you know, a
river.
I'm
not quite sure. I still know what it is.
And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961. And it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill. And thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it. And that song written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas songwriters. Thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I played in the introduction, I'm Sorry, Break It to Me Gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. What always amazed me, you had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. Wow. And you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs with that emotion and all? But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was.
Had no clue.
Yeah, I had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is. That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Mulchant Memories Cruise for 5th through the 12th. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe, just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Well,
wow.
She would know.
She would absolutely know.
She would know.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when he said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
I know I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda
Bye.
Lee, a legendary singer and a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Break it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back with Ron Sedgy today.
Joining us right now is a gentleman that I had the opportunity of spending some time with when he was down here a few years ago. He's a fine actor and equally nice guy off stage too. Joining us right now, the very talented Jeff Goldblum. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Good, Ron. So nice to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you again. Now, I got to tell you a quick story.
What's that?
Is when you were down here the last time, I had this great picture that Universal Studios took of you and I, and I kept on bugging them. I said, when am I going to get the picture? When am I going to get the picture to hang it here in our Hall of Fame here in our studio? And about 2 months after you left, they informed me that there was no film in the camera.
Oh, boy.
So my picture with Jeff Goldblum went right down the tubes. You know?
I'm so sorry. Well, next time I'm there, we'll redo it.
We got to do it. I think the show coming up is outstanding. This is called War Stories, and it really gives you a look at, all of us a look, of what these correspondents go through to really cover a story when it comes to battle.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Ron. I think it's outstanding, too. I was so in love with this script when I read it, and I'm so interested in this whole subject. You know, I'm a kind of a news junkie anyway, and in the last year even more, we've seen real stories about this amazing, very special group of people, and that's what our story is about. It's about the nature of their characters, who they are, and what kind of relationships they have, and what kind of lives they lead. I played Ben Dansmore, this fellow who's been devoted to it all his life, has covered war every place in the last few decades, and in the opening sees his best friend and longtime colleague, award-winning photojournalist, blown to smithereens right in front of his eyes, who steps on a landmine. And I have a real crisis of emotional stability and idealism and endurance when they send as his replacement a young woman who's never done this before. She's smart and beautiful, but it's very challenging. And at the same time, I'm romantically, wildly in love with another of our colleagues, a brilliant woman who writes for a Newsweek-type magazine. But it turns out, I now find out that my best friend was having an affair with her and was in love with her, and now to benefit from his death in a way and be with her is very provocative and complicated and challenging. And at the same time, there's a mysterious sort of event in the conflicts that we're covering, and it seems that we're being used as a pawn, possibly, by one side or another, and as a spy and a combatant, and that's the last thing I want to do. We're trying to stay scrupulously neutral about things and not cheerlead for one side or another in order to really get the facts, and of course to keep all journalists as a group safe, because if they're seen as combatants, just like in the real world, it's even more dangerous, and as we know, they sacrifice their lives sometimes.
This is not just what you see on TV a reporter going through. This is what a reporter goes through in life and the feelings that everyone else in the world experience, in addition to having to do their job, which is a very risky job at that.
So risky, and they're an amazing group of people. You know, there's no big money in it, there's no big glory, and they live as gypsies. They don't have a regular at-home American lifestyle, but they're noble, special types who are really doing something. At least my character and the many who I talk to, because I immersed myself in the research for months before. Yeah, you know, they feel they're doing something important. It is important. You know.
You know, I've been in the broadcasting business, Jeff, starting very, very, very young. But early on, I thought I wanted to be a newsman. I was a disc jockey and all these other things. I thought, boy, it would be kind of cool to be a newsman. And I was covering a story with Vice President Humphrey, and I was standing next to Robert Pierpoint, who at the time was a network announcer. And I asked him, I said, and I was young, I was probably in my late teens, I said, how do you get to be like an anchorman? You know, how do you get to be like what you're doing? And he turned to me and he says, you cover wars first. And I thought to myself, yeah, there goes my news desire, because I wasn't about to do that. But his whole tact was, you got to go out and you got to feel what it's like to cover a war before you can sit behind that desk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the big story, of course. And for many of them, you know, they're very intelligent, driven. They've worked very hard, the special group that rises to the top and gets to even do that, and they risk their lives. It's amazing. And who knows if any of us could really do that. And, you know, they run into places where the bullets are flying, where everybody else is running away. Every instinct in your body probably tells you, I don't want to be involved in this.
You know what I related to? Your business. Here you are, a star of the big screen and the small screen, but you really cut your teeth acting on live stage. You would go back to that. Money isn't a factor anymore. You would go back to that because that's where you cut your teeth. When you see all of these anchormen, when they get an opportunity to go back into the trenches, they leave that desk anchor job and go do it because that's what they love.
Yeah, they're doing it for the love of it. And you're right. Acting in that way is the same. It's like sort of a passion project for me. But in no way, I think, is acting like facing the real life and death of bullets. I don't know if I could do that.
The bullets of a studio executive are probably just as powerful sometimes as the enemy.
We won't go
in that corner. There's one thing that I admire about what you do, and I'm not saying that because you're on the show today. I would say this, in fact, I was telling someone earlier today when I knew you were going to be on the program. You are convincing, and no matter what you do, if it is something that has some levity to it, you're convincing. If it's a drama, you're convincing. You just take on the error of convincing someone of your part so intently that it's amazing to watch.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm a humble student of it. I'm always trying to get better.
If you did something else, you weren't in this business, what would you have done?
Well, I love to teach, in fact. I teach at a place called Playhouse West in North Hollywood for the last 10 or 15 years. Yeah, whenever I'm not working. Love to do that. I've always loved the classroom. And I play piano, too, well, once a week in a jazz band whenever I'm not working. So I can imagine being a musician.
That's pretty cool. Now, you were born and raised near where I was raised.
Where?
You were in Pittsburgh, of course. Right. And I was just a few miles north in Erie.
Oh, no kidding.
Did you ever go up to Erie?
Yes, yes,
I did. You're just saying that now.
No, wait. Is Erie, is it near Lake Erie?
It's right on Lake Erie.
Oh, sure.
With the peninsula there, the Presque Isle?
Oh, I went there. I had a very memorable trip. We had friends who had a boat right there on Lake Erie, and I remember taking a trip on it. Yeah, I was there.
It's funny because I had a boat on Lake Erie also on the Presque Isle. You know, Jeff, it is a great town in the summer.
The winter's a little dicey. I hope all my friends in my hometown won't be upset with that, but there's a lot of snow there. You get used to it after a while, but I never did.
But I tell you what I love about Pittsburgh is coming through that tunnel and just seeing that skyline all of a sudden appear.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It is.
I know.
Do you ever get back there?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm a big Steelers fan.
Oh, well, that's a great town for that.
I know.
Now, you got this show coming up this Wednesday, War Stories. And you have an upcoming Showtime feature, too, don't you?
Yes, I do, called Spinning Boris.
Wow.
I know.
When's that going to start now?
I'm not sure. So I'm thinking the spring sometime.
Do you ever get tired of talking about Jurassic Park? I mean, here's something that still has a huge presence, Universal Studios. And I was talking to an attorney this morning. He says, well, you know, I loved Jeff and the Fly and the Big Chill. So, you know, there are so many things that you are related to. Do you ever get tired of talking about the past work?
No. I love that people liked some things. And, you know, working with Spielberg on the Jurassic Park movies was a great thing for me. I loved them.
If you walked away from the story that you're going to be doing with one lesson about correspondence, what would it be?
Well, there, besides being, you know, fiercely competitive, because now with the internet and the cell phones, they have to be the first with the story. They're terrifically noble, idealistic, brave people, and they have my undying respect.
Yeah. Jeff, it is always a delight talking with you.
Oh, my pleasure entirely. Thanks so much.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you back down here so I can get that picture again now.
We'll take that picture.
Sounds like a winner, Jeff.
Thanks.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, my friend.
Jeff Goldblum has been our very special guest,
and I'll be right back with more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. We begin this Saturday with the nightmare weather conditions in Iowa, snow and freezing temperatures in the state that is literally the center of the political world for the next few days ahead of the caucuses come Monday. All of the Republican candidates busy campaigning despite the weather conditions. Nikki Haley telling reporters,
"This is an unbelievable amount of snow, but we are going to continue to try and touch as many people as we can."
In other news, President Biden calling the strikes against the Houthi rebels in Yemen a success. The president on a campaign stop at a school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The Department of Defense says to expect some sort of Houthi rebel retaliation, but the group, which is backed by Iran, has been attacking ships in the Red Sea for months now. The Biden administration, along with military partners in Britain, finally carrying out massive strikes in Yemen. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait long.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. I remember as a little boy just loving that movie. I don't know what it was, but I think I do. I think it was the fact that the acting of the great Gary Cooper made it a success. And joining us right now is his daughter to talk about her new book, Cooper Style, is Maria Cooper. Hi, Maria. How are you? Welcome to the show.
How you do? I'm very happy to be talking with you here.
Well, I got to tell you, when I hear that song, Tex Ritter, by the way, sang that song, ladies and gentlemen, it's such a haunting song.
Isn't it haunting?
It really is.
It's wonderful. And I'll tell you a funny backstory. My husband's best friend was a wonderful artist named Boris Shalyapin, the son of the great Russian singer.
Sure.
And Byron was speaking to Boris about, you know, Do You Know High Noon, and the famous song. And Boris said, how does it go? And my husband played it on the piano, and Boris said, no. No, no. And my mother said, yes, yes, yes. And he said, Tiomkin wrote that? My husband said, yes. And Boris said, no, Tiomkin. He said, this is old Russian folk song. And he proceeded to sing it in Russian.
Really?
Word for word, note for note, but it is basically based on an old Russian folk song.
Yeah, that's amazing. And as a youngster, to be taken in by a song that wasn't rock and roll, was really heartwarming. And your father, of course, was the greatest. Now, it has been, I can't believe this, the 70th anniversary of High Noon?
I can't believe it. It makes me feel very young.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I watched it like a month ago, and my wife says, you've seen this like 400 times. I says, and I can make it 401 next week if they do it. Now, the making of High Noon, it's a behind-the-scenes paperback by Glenn Frankel?
By Glenn Frankel, and it's a marvelous book. I really urge anybody, whether they're a music buff or a history buff, because it goes into the whole political machinations of what was happening in this country at that time as well. From an artistic and filmmaking point of view, it's just iconic. It touched on really the heartbeat of the country in so many poignant ways.
Now, this book, Cooper Style, is going to be out this fall. Now, there's another anniversary this year, and that's the 80th anniversary of the movie The Life of Lou Gehrig. Your father, every movie he was in, he hit a home run. What was it like having Gary Cooper as your dad?
Well, I won the lottery every month, I would say, from day one until today. What can I tell you? To answer your question directly, he was first and foremost to me an incredible father, an incredible person, a wonderful human being. You know, I called him Papa. We did so many things together as a family. I think my mother and father probably made that pact early on. We did all sorts of sports activities together, artistic adventures together. My exposure was just phenomenal through their curiosity and interest. I mean, you know, what 17-year-old girl gets to not only meet Picasso, but to have my mother say, oh, Maria, go show Picasso your sketchbook. I went to Cal Arts. So, you know, but as a human being, as a father, he was not, oh, here I am, the big star, the big ego. I mean, there was none of that. Gary Cooper was very much, I think, the different facets you would see in the characters that he played.
Out of all of his male stars during that period, and again, I was a young boy, but I was just attracted to him because he had such a cool demeanor. And you mentioned Pablo Picasso as one of his icon friends, along with novelist Ernest Hemingway. Could you go anywhere with your dad and your mom and have anyone just not ever recognize him? I bet you couldn't even go into a restaurant. I mean, at this time, he was the biggest thing on the big screen.
Oh, he was. Oh, yes, definitely. Or, I mean, walking down the street, the one place where he sort of had the most privacy was in Hollywood. People were used to people like him. But outside of that, yeah, there was always a fuss. He was always very, very polite. He, you know, he respected his fans, and he also respected the press. He respected the paparazzi, who were a little less aggressive in those days, I would say. You know, he figured, look, everyone's doing their job, and they have to do what they have to do. And he wasn't happy if someone came up with a telephoto lens when you're trying to eat some pasta in an outdoor cafe.
Sure. Maria, how many Academy Awards did he accumulate?
One for Sergeant York, one for High Noon, and then the Academy awarded him a Lifetime Achievement Award.
How old is he when he passed?
Just had his 60th birthday.
That's all.
And he had been a smoker, and he tried to quit numerous times. His close friend was a Dr. Alton Oxner, who started the Oxner Clinic in New Orleans.
Sure.
And Dr. Oxner was the first man who kind of blew the whistle on the link between big tobacco and cigarettes. Oxner got a lot of flack for that. Then my father father would go down to visit the clinic, have his annual checkup. Ochsner would show him. He'd walk through corridors of lungs filled with cancer, nicotine tar, I should. And my father would go home. Never. And, you know, the first day on the set, tension, nerves, whatever, he'd reach for a cigarette. I mean, it was a horrible addiction. And they didn't have Nicorette, and they didn't have all the tools, I think, to help people kick the habit that they do today.
I didn't realize he was that young. That's terrible. On the 80th anniversary of the movie The Pride of the Yankees, is it true that you go to the Yankee Stadium, pitch out the ball for ALS, of course, Lou Gehrig's disease?
Last year was the first time I had the privilege and the honor of doing it, and it was such a thrill, obviously. I mean, I've certainly followed ALS because of, you know, the Lou Gehrig connection. And in fact, my husband, Byron Janis, a concert pianist, he did a big Carnegie Hall benefit for ALS a few years ago, and there's a wonderful photograph when he was rehearsing at Carnegie Hall. One of the Yankee team members brought over Reggie Jackson, and there's a great photograph of Byron Janis and Reggie Jackson on stage at Carnegie Hall sitting at the piano.
Would this ever become a movie of his life? You know, his contribution and his acting will perpetuate for many, many, many years. Do you think they'll ever do a movie about this predicated on the book, Cooper Style?
Well, I don't know. You know, or you may not be aware, there is definite production in the works to bring High Noon to Broadway.
I wanted to ask you about that. How close to reality is that?
Well, we've been speaking to the producer, I mean, Paula Wagner, who, you know, not an unknown name.
Right, right.
And she is very excited by it. I think they're working on casting right now. I think they feel that it would not be a musical, is my assumption.
Right.
But I think they feel, you know, that the time could be right because of the moral points that High Noon made.
No doubt.
As what was happening in our society. I mean, the two women, the Grace Kelly and the Connie Lovato, two very different types of women who today are relevant.
Would you have a name play your dad on Broadway or a newcomer?
Oh, boy. That is something we've all been talking about. I don't honestly know. I mean, I think the person has to have a certain amount of courage to be willing to take on.
Tell me about it. Yeah, absolutely.
Marshall, I believe Liam Neeson declined. I think he had previous commitments. I don't know, you know, what age does one go for, but what actor has the chops to be able to portray across an audience? So much of High Noon, the film, is anchored on incredible close-ups and, you know, intimate, getting to know the characters.
Those are big boots to fill. Book is coming out this fall, correct?
Yes. I did one book called Gary Cooper Off Camera, A Daughter Remembers, which is very much family photographs and our life together, which was wonderful. And then the new one in the fall is Gary Cooper Enduring Style. I'm very thrilled that this has been reprinted. You know, that lifestyle goes into more than just physical. It's your whole persona. It's the way you choose to live your life, your activities, your friends. I'm thrilled it's going to be reissued.
This has been a real treat talking to you, Maria. Anytime you want to come back and chat more, or when the other books come out, or if the Broadway, once it gets on stage, you got to come back and talk about it.
Thank you. Millions
of Americans, including myself, a fan of the great Gary Cooper, and our guest has been Maria Cooper.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. Thank you. And I hope people take to heart the lesson in High Noon, you know, if they think deep into it. I think it was Samuel Goldwyn who said, if you want to send a message, send a telegram. But I think High Noon has stood on its own feet for like 70 years. It speaks to the human heart.
No doubt about it. And it's all the efforts of your father. He did a terrific job. Maria, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
pleasure.
Maria. Our guest has been Maria Cooper. She is the daughter of the great Gary Cooper, who won so many Academy Awards. It's unbelievable. His portrayal of Lou Gehrig is just legendary. It's been 80 years since that movie was made. And, of course, the 70th anniversary of the classic High Noon, starring Gary Cooper. Don't forsake me, oh my darling. Sung by Tex Ritter. And the name of Maria's book that's coming out this fall is called Cooper Style. And also, The Making of High Noon, Behind the Scenes, a paperback written by Glenn Frankel, can be ordered on GaryCooper.com. Well, I tell you, he was a superstar in the golden age of movie making. And it's been 80 years since the production of the Lou Gehrig story, and 70 years since the classic High Noon. There's more to come with Ron Seggi.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, I can't be leaving. Now that I need you by my side. Wait long.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world. Our next guest, I'm not only glad to have on the show, I'm honored to have him on the show, and you'll know when I bring him on. He has a brand new book out right now called A Patriot's Promise, Air Force Special Ops Paratrooper Israel Del Toro. DT, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Ron? Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
I've followed your story, and I meant exactly what I said. I'm honored that you are here. Thank you for the sacrifice and the service that you have given this country, and an unbelievable story. And let me just bring up the speed here a little bit about this, okay? On December 5th of 2005, DT's life changed completely when a Humvee ran over an IED, and he suffered burns over 80% of his body. He somehow survived. For 4 months, he laid in a coma, 3 times appeared that he was not going to make it through the evening, and here he is with us right now. This book is sensational. Was it tough writing it, DT?
I've done a lot of public speaking, and, you know, you can only talk so much, you know, an hour, maybe top, and you try and hit the main points, and you really can't go into too much detail. And this book really goes into a lot of detail of my journey from a little kid and the obstacles I went through and how I had to overcome them. So that was a tough part, reliving those very intricate details of my life. But I saw it as a way that so people can see, you know, that, yeah, I had a tough time, but I still, you know, could come out ahead, even though I thought I was cursed. And for a long time I did. But I want to show that, yeah, okay, DT looks like, you know, he's inspiring, but he also had bad moments where he felt like he wasn't this person that he is now. Yeah, because we don't start out who we are now. We have a journey, and I guess all these obstacles, that journey was put in front of me to prepare me for what was going to happen in Afghanistan in December 2005.
You know, when I see you on TV, I always say to my wife, there is a man that you have to honor, respect, and just admire. Because, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, at age 12, he lost his father. Then he became the man of the house. He wanted to go to college, but unexpectedly, his mother dies. And so he had to go back and look after the younger children and get out of college. But he spent, this is amazing to me, third-degree burns over 80% of his body, nearly died three times. Doctor predicted that if he survived, he would never breathe without a respirator, never walk again. And now this 100% disabled veteran relisted in the Air Force. And now you are the Air Force's administrator, instructor for the Air Force. You can explain this better than I can, obviously.
Yeah, you know, people always ask me, why did you want to continue serving? Why do you want to stay in? When if you get out, you get your disability, your retirement, and then you become pretty good at public speaking, and they make a lot of money. And they are right. You know, a very good public speaker can almost make up to six figures for an hour speech.
Right.
You know, I'm not there. So,
I tell you, I would pay that for you. I really would. Really.
But I would tell people, like, there's hundreds of people out there, thousands of people out there that make great money and hate their job. So why am I going to give up something I truly love? I love serving. I love being in the military. I love being in the Air Force. I love being a TACP. So why am I going to give that up for a couple bucks? Yes, could I be downrange? No. I knew that. I can accept that. Even though if they said, DT, we go downrange, move your teammates, I'll jump in a heartbeat. Yes, I will. But I knew I could instruct. I could prepare the next generation of operators to get ready. So when I was able to reenlist in February 2010, I became an instructor 5 years. Then I went PCS in 2015 to Colorado Springs, the Olympic Training Center for the Paralympics, as a world-class athlete for the Air Force. And then in 2017, I moved to PCS to the Air Force Academy, where I got to teach cadets how to skydive. And in August 2019, I retired.
Unbelievable. Now, one of your greatest fears, everybody can relate to this, okay? And I say everybody can relate to it, not because they certainly have experienced it, but I could probably think, as I did when I first saw you, that, boy, you know, what happened with your family? And you were afraid, and rightfully so, that your three-year-old son would be actually frightened by your physical appearance. And I'm not saying anything that's out of context, ladies and gentlemen, because he talks about this in the book. And when your son finally saw you, he ran up to you and jumped into your arms. All he wanted was his father back. I have to tell you something. That is so heart-wrenching. It is unbelievable, and I'm so happy that that happened.
Yeah, it's, you know, because people don't realize that when I first got hurt, if they see pictures of me now, that's not what I look like. That's my face was, you know, I had no upper lip, I had no nose, you know, that's my face is hundreds of procedures done on it. And when I first saw myself, I broke down, you know, I just wished I died. And it wasn't a vanity thing. It was, like you said, you know, if I was, at the time, a 30-year-old man, if I thought I looked like a monster, what do you think my 3-year-old was going to think?
Sure, sure.
And luckily, again, I had my wife there. I had my physical therapist, Gary, who was like a guardian angel to me, trying to, you know, get me out of that dark hole and telling me, all your boy wants is his dad. That's all he wants.
Yeah.
And they were right, you know. Gary was right. All my son wanted was his dad back. He didn't care what he looked like. He just wanted his dad back. And it was the most amazing feeling that I've ever had with my son besides him seeing him being born. And that's just remember my wife saying, don't hurt your dad. Be quiet, woman. Let me hold my boy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they should really make a movie of this, and maybe they're going to, because it's a phenomenal story. And young people today need to know the sacrifices that people like you make to make this country free. I am dead serious. Did anybody ever approach you with a movie?
No, no one's, has approached me. Yes, I've had, some of my more celebrity-type friends saying, oh, my God, this needs to be a movie. But, no one, I guess I'm that type of guy. Like, until I see it, I'll believe it.
Yeah.
I still, having a book out, I still can't believe it. Maybe once I go to a store and I see it, then I'm like, I think that's when it's truly going to hit me.
Yeah.
I think, oh, my God, I got a book out.
DJ, how can we get the book?
Well, the book's available in any bookstores now. So, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all the websites out there. You can order it online or go to a local bookstore and find it there.
Believe me when I tell you, I've interviewed over 19,000 guests in the 33 years that we've done this show. This is an honor to speak to you. I am very respectful for what you have done. I can't express how much gratitude I have for what you have sacrificed. And you can come back here anytime you want, talk about anything you want. We would love to have you back, DT. Really, I mean that from my heart.
Oh, thank you, brother. I will, thank you for inviting me and having me in your show for a little bit, and I would love to be back to hang out and talk again.
Let's do that, okay? Thank you for joining us, and be safe. Our very special guest, Israel Del Toro, who, of course, has a remarkable story. He is an Air Force Special Ops paratrooper, and for those of you who may not recognize the name, you would recognize his appearance, obviously, because he's in a lot of TV commercials for the Tunnel of Towers, and with the most respect that I have, and I know he approves of this. If you see him on television, you would know who I was talking to. And it's important that you know that because he has made a major league sacrifice. He has virtually no more face, no ears. He's burnt an entire face, his hands. And he has that kind of personality and respect and love for America that he reenlisted in the Air Force after being almost killed with an IED. You talk about a brave man. Israel Del Toro.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
That's a wrap for hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include Little Miss Sunshine. Boy, she's a dynamite lady. Brenda Lee.
Kelly, actor Jeff Goldblum, the daughter of Gary Cooper, Maria Cooper, with a new book out right now, and from the Tunnel of Towers with a new book, A Patriot's Promise, a gentleman that you have an enormous amount of respect for, Israel Del Toro. Next hour, 25% of the Oak Ridge Boys, Dwayne Allen will be joining us, percussionist and actress Sheila E., and Dr. Mike Dow talking about health tips for summertime. And that's all coming up next hour, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.